You're just looking for pigeonholes. We're not looking for ideas. We're just looking for titles.
Categories.
Pigeonholes.
Subjectives.
Hey, y'all, keep it down.
Thank you, Linda.
I want to see you later. In the kitchen on the third floor.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you that the 14th step.
13, 14, 15, 16. See, you got the 14th.
Okay. First idea is how about the prerequisite step? Prerequisite.
If you want recovery.
Well, it's a must. Much more than we have to offer. We won't make
the effort together. Suggestions.
How about one recovery is a pigeonhole?
Huh?
One recovery. W-A-N-T. Just collect the materials relating to one recovery.
Suggestions of recovery.
Or the now part, now might.
We just covered one recovery.
Well, now might be one, it's a useful category. Because we're talking about elaborating now.
Yeah.
I love that. And the denial part, you know, and how it works. You got to get over the denial. You don't have any material collected and sorted and arranged for
denial. I'm about to explain this for the 8th period, 4th period, 7th period.
It's covered. Let's just take it in order.
Okay.
This is
prerequisite.
This is won't, willing, and ready.
Want, willing, and ready.
W-W-R. Want, willing, and ready.
You better spell that for me.
A lot of trouble with word
building. You can handle it.
That's good. I like that. I'm learning a lot from this.
Well,
I'm ready. It's about the time I want.
You know, everybody that's attending this conference is like treble their chances.
Second part of the past, right? 1 through 12.
Conservatism.
I think we should put them in separate heads. Oh, that's okay.
And then
it's
B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, we're just going to have to do that later. No, they're not kids either.
Question. Oh. Do you want our clip and paste people to sort steps 1 through 12 and paste up informational step 1 and one stack?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you better write it out.
Yeah, right.
This is category A.
Category B, step 1.
B, steps.
Step 1.
B, 1. B, 2, etc. How's that?
So in the bingo, all the clip and paste people, and you tell the people that come in later, you know, we're separating by steps when we get to that portion.
Oh, by the way, yesterday we did the sections. Because that's just the way it worked out, like 1, 2, and 3. There was some confusion with chapter 1, 1. So let's use A, B, C, and D's on all these so we can avoid that confusion. You know, if you have a 6 and a 3 and a 2, you look at it and wonder what this is. But if you have a 6, C, you know. Okay? What comes after the step?
Easy, doesn't it?
I put after the steps, it dealt with, after easy does it, dealt with reservations. And so I put, there is one thing more than anything else that will defeat us in our recovery, and so I just put reservations.
Reservations might be on kind of things.
How about spiritual requirements?
Spiritual requirements for this. No, what we are willing our way with honesty. That's
one thing more than anything else we'll do is on recovery attitude, different sort of tolerance for spiritual.
Indifference.
You'll see a lot of material, man.
How about roadblocks? Hey, how about three things seem indispensable?
Yeah, that's what comes after here, the HOW.
Indispensable. HOW.
D.
Can we, before we put that, can we put spiritual indifference?
Yeah.
I think that's part of HOW.
No, it's not. There may be material just on spiritual indifference. I didn't believe in God, etc.
Yeah.
Indifference and intolerance?
Yeah. Spiritual indifference.
Yeah, spiritual indifference. I like that.
Because we can select that.
About atheists and agnostics.
I like to, hey, Greg, I know, like, I was, you know, trying to be honest, open, and willing, but I didn't believe in God for the first year or so.
Spiritual indifference.
How about spiritual willingness?
It's saying that spiritual indifference is the primary stumbling block to recovery.
Yeah.
Then how carries on?
And until you, yeah. I think we can get you some good material under that category.
Maybe even spiritual necessity.
Spiritual requirements.
Yeah. Well, I think we need to find material on the difference, the spiritual difference, and let people relate to it. And say, hey, that might be me.
I see a chapter with himself on this.
Well, it's
like it's important.
It's worthy for our book.
Okay, the next thing is this paragraph on. I kind of like the nature of our recovery approach. You know, spiritual is realistic, therapy, value of one end, healing of another. We feel our way is practical.
Why would you say therapeutic value? If that's.
Or therapeutic principles.
Do you think out of the material you've seen will have something to fit under therapeutic value? I don't want a dead category.
I think there's a lot to fit. I don't think much of it belongs to this book because there are a lot of things about treatment centers and the know. I think we want to stay away from both.
No, I'm not talking about therapeutic value in the non-programmed sense. I'm talking about just it makes me feel better to be able to talk.
How about asking for help? One addict helping another. Well, that might be too.
I think I like to see it one hand help for another. That's help the best authority.
Help each other. Each other.
That's the approach of addiction. Is one addict helping another.
Well, what is this? This is a validator. This is something that validates.
Very good.
I can't believe it.
What is
yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Alright, that's fine. Let's put that up there, but I'm less than you. You might be more familiar with this.
We all put that up once, didn't we?
Yeah.
It still applies. We're going to have some appropriate redundancy. But this is the, isn't this the validator as far as when professionals read our book and stuff like that? We don't need to validate to some guy that's, dying of suffocation, we just plug him into an oxygen tank. He knows.
How about
but the professionals, yeah, the professionals, we've got to, this is a validator, is what I'm saying.
This is probably self-help.
The ego is before the you. The ego is before the you.
There's an ego before the you.
T-H-E-R-A-P-E-U-T-I-C.
P-E-U.
Right, damn close. Okay, now the key is to those types of things that both talking about just our validation. Okay? Because we don't know how to use the word therapeutic. Our soft story in our best level discussion. Let that word therapeutic key you through the validation. The limitation of
it. Well, we want them to respect our programs so that they will send us their stuff in ads.
Then we face a problem.
No, that's all that's for you.
That's next.
Face a problem. Really, actually, just facing life.
Yeah.
Facing problems or facing life?
Facing life. I like that.
What other people think?
Well, there's a lot of good things they have trouble with, too.
Facing problems.
This is a responsibility statement here.
I think facing life.
It says that earlier.
How about within our society, facing problems?
All facing problems, raise your hand.
Hey, Greg, maybe we can put a hash and put society and problems.
These are just physical. Yeah. Keep problems in mind when we're talking about this.
This is maybe for people that don't want to be here.
Yeah, right, problems. Because we don't just face problems. We face all that shit.
We face good.
How about acceptance and gratitude? Next thing, stay clean.
Yeah.
How about simple abstinence?
How about simple abstinence, though?
Stay clean is easier to understand.
You just don't get loaded. It doesn't mean anything unless you work the steps. But simple abstinence.
Simple abstinence would cover all that.
Stay clean is very specific to the disorder. There's nothing in this whole thing about what that is. I don't know about the concept of spiritual value of abstinence. We're still saying absence.
Okay, a little hope here.
How about absence? It doesn't matter. We're just looking for a category.
Yeah. How many of stay clean? Raise your hand. The alternative is absence.
And non-substitution.
Non-substitution.
Stay clean. Or any substitution is a whole category.
Non-substitution.
Well, both substitution and non-substitution is the same thing.
Put H and I
there. Very strongly susceptible.
You know, there's a point which is. There's a point which is alluded to in the first chapter about rosin and corn, but this might be I know it's going to be a long chapter, but rosin and corn now, and we're not talking about just chemicals. We're not talking.
Let me take a shower.
When you turn into a prune,
back on the front of the ceiling, we have a slash and we put it one day for an hour. Probably any more material without a day of the bed that you can sort it.
I think that one day of process should
be entirely done. What do you think about that? Well, whatever you're listening, sit here.
Joe's kind of added. I was encouraged to see that he does it when I was going out, putting a slab for one day at a time there.
First thing first.
You know, for sorting purposes.
I think that's a great idea.
But it says, then become addicted in one day.
Yeah.
It says,
yeah.
One day at a time.
Easy does it one day at a time.
I just put one day, so it just kids. We just look at things
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
One day what?
Whatever comes in your head, baby, it's cool.
Okay. You're going to need to know that.
Okay, when you see this key, two words, one day, think one day at a time.
How about down at the bottom, addictive personalities?
Okay. Substitution, I think, goes along with it.
Isn't substitution inclusive in the same
thing? Not necessarily.
Okay.
What the goal is bringing up. Substitution might be, instead of
positive.
Balance, anger-free.
What was the word? Substitution.
Addictive personality.
Addictive personality.
Yeah, they can range that after the
substitution. Substitution, drugs, and other things.
I don't care. In any
form. How about substitution?
Addiction personality is going to have to brought out in a book someplace, and this is good times
I think
substitution
is addiction personality.
Yeah.
See, in other words, I'd almost favor putting it in a J category because substitution of chemicals is one aspect, and addiction personality.
Well, they talk about substitution chemicals.
I think they kind of fit together.
All right, that's enough to sort by. We'll just throw it on your
board.
Yeah,
so
we'll send you some tapes and
I'm
going to
pick
mine.
You got rid of one category.
Yeah, but you need. We're just helping you by cutting and pasting. That's the whole function. Otherwise, we'd all go over to the other team.
Well, I assume you guys can finish cutting and pasting.
Oh, boy.
What a DNA. It's happening now. All of you will be doing it.
You might
think
like
this there.
Okay?
Just like that.
Anything else? How it works?
Let's see if the secretary's got it. Wow. There it is.
Hey!
Will somebody please pass out? What can I? Now, what comes next in the pamphlet? What can I do?
To be decided. It doesn't work.
No, for the tradition.
No.
What
can I do?
Category. This chapter expanded greatly beyond. If you're in jail, you've already,
Beautiful.
Okay. You might keep that in mind while you're sorting.
Implement it.
Now we have additional topics in my mind. As a parent, a family member, a spouse, an employer, etc. That's an expansion of what that seems.
For others who might be reading this book.
Yeah.
Chapter 12.
No, we got to summarize. That's
see,
our chapter, but you ain't going to get that in no back.
We'll
have to go out and do a lot of those like we do.
Okay. Hey, first of the clock on the
half. They won't have
that. They got to qualify.
I qualify. Super tap. Super category. Had it. Hey, what comes under it? What's the thing? Read it over. Let's read it over.
Four days.
Well,
right
before that, just
until
6 a.m.
What do you want? Do you want recovery or to participate in the conference?
I'd like confidence.
Pardon?
Basic
confidence. Well, just did it and it's going
to
go.
You know what, there's a business behind our interview. It's the business that's ready to do.
Uh-huh.
So see, I read through all this here.
Okay.
I like it when I called up Jimmy one time because we had the hospital staff on us for profanity. And I said, well, we had a hospital staff on us for profanity. And he says, well, it's none of their goddamn business. I immediately felt better.
What could I do?
Well, first is beginning your own program.
The first thing you have to do is what it says right there. Take step one.
Get into action.
That's the beginning.
That's what we put under the list. In the Bible, that's what we look for in the initial basic inventory is action.
Action.
Yeah. Action.
That the action is surrender.
We fly.
That's surrender.
It says the first thing is we fully conceive.
First step.
That's surrender.
Man. Oh, that's acceptance. That's acceptance. I'll argue acceptance and surrender for the rest of my life and I'll surrender on instead of accepting the acceptance to keep the person clean.
Well, we'll have long and happy, clean, sober life together because we can't wear those out.
What are we going to put here? Or are we going to put anything here?
Surrender, acceptance.
We're the spiritual fabric of our group is recovering.
Action.
I think it'll be real helpful to a person reading that chapter.
Okay, step one.
To go over material related and written about beginning your own program. Because they don't know nothing. I mean, if they pick up the book and they look through the table of contents.
What's slash beginning your own program?
Action. Begin.
Beginning the program.
I would like to see that chapter coming first in the book.
Well, we got who's an addict and a lot of things leading in, but the table of contents might put them right. That might be the first words they read in the book.
For continuity's sake, we've already approved unanimously the order of this.
Right. For our purposes. Nobody knows how to
do it. It might end up any other way. We want to go back to your literature committee and employ your World Service Conference and propose another order. You got it.
Okay. B.
How about follow through?
I don't know.
Powerlessness.
I think surrender.
Can I have a copy of this?
And that's
no, it's better if I don't have a copy.
Reservation.
How about surrender?
What can I do?
Well, we're collecting materials.
Empty ashtray.
Related to.
Okay,
there's got to
be something.
No, sir.
Pigeonhole.
Begin your own program.
We just cut and paste it for you.
Okay.
Stop using.
Okay, I see that. All right.
Huh?
Stop using.
Reservations should be there.
Contact a member of NA.
Reservations is what's
going to
test to stop using or not.
Yeah, but I
would have to be your own.
No, there'll be material left.
How can you start your own program and stop using?
Some people started before they even realized they're part of recovery.
I'm just going by what the people are saying here.
Some people have reservations all the way to the point they find.
Begin your.
I would say the majority of people stop using first and then start the program.
I don't know. I used after I came here.
So still on the program.
How many people here used after they came?
Black.
After your first meeting.
I have had enough.
Okay, how many people didn't use after their first meeting? About even.
So then what do you put it like?
Put flat on reservations. Stop using reservations.
I think just cut out stop using foot reservations.
Isn't it action and stop using the same?
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
We're making it serious. We don't want problem categories. We want to help them in the other
committee. What would the action be if
we're going
to be action? Well, we want specific.
Okay, we don't need action and stop action. In front of
we want to do as much. In other words, if sorting wants to be.
I agree with that.
If sorting that material, we get topics to check that order.
Where would acceptance fit in?
Yeah. I think after reservation should come acceptance.
So if there
is like beginning your own program, acceptance. Yeah, that's when you can get.
Now, that says be as thorough as possible. After you talk about reservations, it says be as thorough as possible.
More words.
All right, go ahead. So, you know, what's the sense, motherfucker, or not?
Maybe with reservations, it's better. Thorough, I'm on the same.
One thing is we just had a chat on how it works, but in the what can I do sense,
do what we told this, you might do
be, this might be where our whatever our version of the promises comes out. You know, with what can I do is work the steps because this and this and this.
The promises fit better than we do with work.
But,
what do you think?
What's the question?
What do you think about what we're, you know?
I think we're going to put the thoroughest possible.
How about getting and understanding
you want
the
program
itself? Do
you
want to
have reservations? You know,
ask questions.
Yeah.
At meetings or from members.
Ask questions. Work on honesty.
Well, these are all things you have to do.
What comes next?
Well, we're trying.
We're talking thoroughness.
After reservations, many of us have had some reservations at this point, so give yourself a break and be as thorough as possible at the start.
Be thorough.
How about stop using for today?
He's already done that.
When it says be thorough,
How about detox? How about detox? A lot of people, we were talking about the other night. They're in the institution and they're
not
there.
I don't know if you're trying to stop using it. Hope you get detox one way or another. Might be healthy. Okay. Yeah.
I'll go along with that.
So,
what's next?
A seems to be the main category, and that's all included.
Try this way of life.
Follow through.
How about try this way of life? Yeah.
Give yourself a break.
You going to go back to one again?
Give yourself a break.
That might be good.
Somebody mentioned that. That sounds good.
Put give yourself a break after reservations with a slash.
Be thorough.
Slash all the way through to be thorough. And just a slash after reservations. Reservations slash.
I have an idea.
How about most
of you want action? Begin your own personal program. Stop using. Try our way.
How about
reservations? A separate thing. After being thorough, you can't hold the rest of that.
I think being thorough on reservations is trying to come along the same thing.
Yeah.
give you something, right?
Well, if it were getting rid of reservations, then it'd be thorough with the whole.
You want to add four today after stop using?
How about just giving reservations?
But this is a vital point to me. It might not be vital to you, but it's a very vital point to me. If you want to discuss it, I'll make a motion. I'm going to keep reservations right where it is. Because the person who's got a reservation is going to use it again until he uses it to die. You've got to remove those reservations. Any material reservation ought to be in a category.
I think maybe we could combine all this by give up your reservations and try it.
Well, that's very much to the point book-wise, but sorting material-wise, we might encounter something that would be useful.
Give yourself a break between the category of 15 and those 200. Category C, give yourself a break. You can put B-thorn and try it out underneath it.
Can I give up reservations?
No.
No, that's different. All we're doing is sort material theoretically right now. And
okay, reservations. Now what?
Now put give yourself a break here.
No other inputs?
I think there'll be a lot of material in to give yourself a break from newcomers and out of stories and shit like that, you know. Well, I wasn't sure in the beginning, but I thought I'd try it out. Didn't have anything else to do. I was in jail anyway.
Great.
Jones.
How about any length?
And under that, be as thorough. You can include any length.
Yeah, any length.
And try to square life. They all fit in that category.
Any length could be a good pamphlet. It's worthy of our book, however.
But, Greg, I appreciate your detachment, but don't get too detached because we're sorting this material for you. I'm realizing more and more. Or the team that you're the work you're beginning while we're cutting and pasting. How about dealing with the obsession compulsion? 5 minutes at a time and all that. Most of us can do for 8 to 12 hours. You want us to sort out material? In other words, it's all part of breaking the habit.
Okay. They're talking about one day at a time there.
There's two sections to add. That's in the institution. Add is not an institution.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not an institution.
Two kind of addicts seek for recovery.
There's the
locked-up
addict and the non-locked-up
addict. Or just addicts in
general. You mean those two categories by distance?
How about start to live? Greg's got in mind to come to our meetings. In other words, it's treated in the white booklet because it's free, but we'll, you know, be able to elaborate page after page about that.
Yeah, but
it's
actually the only time it's ever mentioned.
That's just because of the booklet form. I mean, we're not driving the category at all.
What are you talking about setting up categories. Either which we can divide the material we have in the folder.
Well, it says, upon your release, continue your daily program, contact the member of NA, do this by mail, by phone, or in person, or, better yet, come to our meetings where you'll find answers to the things that are disturbing you now.
I think that's what you think, your own person. Like, stop using and come to the meeting.
Okay. The most important thing step for us to get a person to a meeting.
Sure. No question about it. Yes.
Okay.
Big catch.
Or put a slash for recovery out there.
Just basics. Because I don't want that to go in the call file. That may be a long time before we get through that one.
How's that? Can I have the race seats in?
I'm going to see them.
Well, we want to give you as much as we can. See, these guys look at a basic and then just cause it's. They, particularly at that instant, don't flash on it. Trying it out being the basic. You follow what I'm saying?
Okay, let's get on with the
plan.
You move real quickly.
Okay.
That's it.
Anything else?
I think there should be something adequate about the palate or make new friends or get involved or
stay away from all the fun.
Get phone numbers or
think
of the leader,
etc. Okay, one more category could be. At the very end, it lists a few simple promises. It says the real miracle happens when you realize the need for drugs has in some way been lifted from you. That's one promise.
That's intended. That's not so much what can I do.
But still, it's a vital part. It's hope. We're carrying the message, and that's hope.
Experience,
strength, and hope at the end.
The reason why I'm moving to place promises as a category right here is because of this. If I'm an addict who all of a sudden happens to, for some reason, look to what can I do, I want to know what my payoff is. And some of my payoff is going to be some promises that it says right here. It says the real miracle happens when you realize that the need for drugs has in some way been lifted from you. You've stopped using and starting to live.
In other words, they designed the white book and they saw the need for incentive.
Opposed.
I want
a new point.
Right here. Okay, I would like to put that as E. In fact, I'd like to see the D come like obsession. And kind of talk about what you do about that, and then after that, go into promises. That's what I'd like to see.
Okay, four.
See, I want to bring out a point that, okay, this, and I'm going to mention the AA Big Book. It's the AA Big Book has one set of promises, and everybody says those are the promises of AA. But that's bullshit, man. Those aren't all the promises. If you read that book, there's promises on just about every page. And that's our hope. There ought to be, you know, hope. That's compassion. We ought to have a promise on every page.
However it's handled, I think, Dean's point.
Pause. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of having the next category, the promises, point of information first. If you agree that there is another category that we should come before, we should vote in opposition to this motion. Okay. If you believe that the next step is promises, vote for this motion. Okay. Item B should be promises, all in favor. One, two, three, four, opposed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Motion not carried.
Okay.
Do I have a motion?
I'd like to see sessions be continued.
Second.
Discussion.
I just think that's where it comes next. I think we should talk about obsessions and then go into processes, because that's the way it's done right there.
Opposed? No comments opposed, or do you take a vote? Okay. Obsession?
Yes.
Promises.
OPS.
I think the best working formula is like minimum structure, and then if the person has a point they want to bring out, or we have to tighten up a little bit, we just temporarily tighten up a little bit, and once it's passed, we relax again.
Okay, in relation to that, if anyone makes a formal motion, I will fall into a structure. Okay? If someone makes a suggestion, or talk about it, it seems to be consensus, I won't. Okay, but just, you know, be aware. If you feel we ought to go into a formal thing, say, I'd like to make a motion. Okay? And we'll go right into a formal thing. Okay. We also have this other one that I do over here. Others. Or should we just lump that as one category?
I feel right now we should, first of all, with our good conscience, without judging or not judging, think of what type of others there would be, and just put them all on the board, and then go 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever we want to give them.
I'm not sure though that we have material collected for that yet.
Well,
we don't might be a blank inventory.
We'll
okay.
See.
But if we put on the outline, this is the inventory.
Because if we don't have material, and that's the material we're going to need to contest, understand?
It came down different from the thought.
Now, this is not really implied in this chapter at all. But it might be the place where it goes.
In a book.
In the book. Yeah.
We
don't want to deal with this here. It might be more being revealed or under appendices or something. I don't know. This is something.
Is this what others can do? Or?
Yeah. What, in other words, if some non-addict picks up the book and turns to the chapter,
family.
What can I do?
Significant others, treatment. Wouldn't you rather send that to Arnon than to have that, you know?
That could be part of the writing.
When it says, what can I do with family memory, you put the Arnon adjuster.
That's why I think that would be best, because that would kind of.
But does it belong here, or does it belong elsewhere?
Well, I think.
I personally say that we're talking about a recovery program.
I think we need to address that, but. An addict seeking recovery, it would just confuse the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Okay, do we all think we ought to leave that for elsewhere? Make a note of it, that this should be included elsewhere, and the definitely should be included elsewhere in the book, but not at this point.
And because the what can I do refers to addicts.
Yes, Seth?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, they didn't confuse and crazy, but, you know, like, in my experience, as long as you're on one basic topic, you can do that, and then, you know, like you've seen several books within books.
Yeah.
You know, they make a devil mind drawn in the book and go into another topic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's eliminate this now. It seems to be the consensus.
Okay.
We got this. Yes.
Right before we go into personal
story
or something. Yeah.
Maybe in chapter two to others is very appropriate. And it can cover a lot of things.
Like J.A. Bigelow, he got one in time with his wife.
Right.
But it's after, you know, everything.
Yeah, I really kind of agree with the rest of it. It doesn't fit right here because we're often, how do I learn how to live? How do I stay clean?
Well, it goes in the appendix and to others. So we have to both put it on our
outline.
Basic.
Outline.
Well, yeah, we can come back to that. We can do that. It's already a discussion on discussion on a chapter of others. Boom. Feel it should go somewhere and have a house in the world.
Like a chapter to the two others or
possible chapter or appendix. Okay, can I reach this? No?
Yeah,
chapter to the records of the past.
Okay, what's next? The 12 traditions?
Oh, boy.
Since this is so short, and the thing is basically introduction and then B, traditions 1 through 12, can we just do that?
What? This is
the 12? Okay.